What's up, folks? This is the first episode of the George Cast, the George Andrew Podcast, coming to you live from my cell phone in my car with a mask on. Why do I have a mask on? Because I have the flu, because I'm dying. Anyways, I'm on the back end of this, and I'm feeling a little bit better, but I've decided to, in order to improve my podcasting skills, to talk more, I'm going to be creating a daily podcast of just random thoughts and my opinions about hot topic issues, or just my thoughts in general. So yeah, it won't be super eventful, but this is something to challenge me to make better content for the podcast that I really care about and get information, thoughts, thought-provoking ideas to you guys in a better format. So this is me. I'm going to challenge myself to make a daily podcast on this nonsense platform so that I can, I don't know, how do you put it, just be better, be more disciplined. This is something that I want to do. I want to host good podcasts, and I want to entertain, I want to teach, I want to grow, I want to talk about different perspectives and ideas, and in order to do that, I need to just practice more. So this is a nonsense podcast. So if you want to listen, don't expect to get anything super valuable out of this, but if you want something in the background of whatever you're doing, hopefully I have a soothing enough voice for you to play this in your background, and maybe I can talk about something that entertains you. Anyways, it's 2020, and my life, amongst everybody else, seems to be in pure chaos. It seems as if something happens every single week that just really makes this world seem a little less easy. And I'm not super sure what to do about it except talk about it, process it. What am I doing? Gosh, I'm such a bad driver. I'm a bad driver. But yeah, so I'm just going to process things in my head. Right now, I'm 25 years old. And one of the main issues that I'm dealing with as a young adult right now is insurance, which, surprising enough, I never thought would be an issue. But here we are, getting bankrupt by health insurance, getting bankrupt by car insurance and renter's insurance and all the other forms of insurance that just stab you in your kidneys while you're trying to make a living. I've been going over a lot of different possible policies. Been going to Policy Genius, just been looking online for something that's good and cheap, just something to have in the meantime. But I'll tell you what, folks, even if it is $15 an hour, delivering pizzas does not pay the bills the way it needs to. And, you know, a lot of jobs don't. And I don't know what to do about that, because, you know, a job is a job, and some people need better jobs, and some people just can't afford to get a better job. I don't know what the obstacle is, but here's the truth. We have people that work at McDonald's. We have people that do construction. We have people that are doctors, and all of these different occupations come about, but they're all important from one end to another. But for some reason, we can't cover our life with certain jobs. Like, I work full time, you know, I deliver pizzas full time and I make $15 an hour, but that doesn't cut it. why does that not cut it? I don't expect the government to do anything about it. I don't really expect anyone to do anything about it. But if we have a job that we work at full time, shouldn't we be able to pay for the things that we legally have to pay for? Taxes, bills, insurance. Like, those things are all legal necessities that we have to pay for. But we're working full time and we're still not making enough money to pay for those expenses. Is that not weird? Is that weird to anybody else that, like I work till 1 a.m. and for some odd reason, I don't have enough money to pay rent this month. Like, I will in a couple days, but then that's all of it. That's all my money, and then I start over. There's got to be another way. I think that's one of my missions in life, is to figure out, no matter where you are, no matter what job you're doing, we can formulate some way to not just survive, but thrive. That's important. I'm going to figure it out. God is my witness. I will figure this thing out, and I will document how to do it. There's a couple of other callings that I have in life, but I mean, with the technology that we have, the ability to communicate, the ability to learn and to grow, shouldn't we figure this out? Shouldn't we have this figured out? Like my boss at Domino's, bless her heart, she works 120 hours a week to pay for her life and her children's life. And it's just killing her. It is just killing her. And she works so hard to make it, like, to where we all can, like, have a good schedule, flexible schedule. But then she grinds. And I'm just, like, here's the problem. I've worked there for a while, and I've seen GMs come and go. And she's been the best GM so far. But I promise you this. She's just another number in that establishment. If she quits, they'll just find somebody else. She is expendable. Not her as a person, but her job, the shoes that she fills right now, it's an expendable position. And if she doesn't grind the way that she does, they'll find somebody else to do it. And they'll just keep doing that. So that's one of the issues that I've noticed. And it's the same thing for me. Like, I deliver pizzas. If you can drive and you can walk and you can use your hands and you can form sentences, you don't even have to form good sentences. They'll find somebody else to do it. Somebody else will come along and do it. And they'll do it for $15 an hour and they'll keep their mouth shut. So, is it their fault? And when I say their, I mean, like, corporate, like the man. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think it is. Like, I don't know what law or moral ground there is to say, like, hey, we deserve more. Or at least my boss, like, she deserves more. Like, she's a single mom that takes care of her two sons, puts them through school, feeds them, pays for their lives. But she for some reason is putting in just an ungodly amount of work just to keep that place running. And they don't care. Like, they're like, yeah, keep doing it or we'll find somebody else. She is ripping through packs of cigarettes and energy drinks to stay afloat. And it's damaging, like, it, I'm saying this like I'm using her as an example. Like she's not an anomaly. Like this isn't some like random case of like corporate abuse or something. I'm not even calling it that. I know a lot of people that live like this. And here's the problem. She doesn't have enough time in the day. I don't have enough time in the day to take care of my body, which everyone should, at least an hour. I don't have time in the day to learn a new skill. I don't have time in the day to meditate for my spiritual health. If you're in a certain section of life, I think all that you're seeing is wake up, eat food, whatever it is for energy, whatever's good and cheap, like whatever tastes good and whatever's the cheapest, and then go work for 8 hours, then go home and go to sleep. That's life, but that's not quality. That's not a quality way of life. And I think no matter what you're doing, you should be able to do that. Like you should be able to improve your quality of life. You shouldn't have to survive at this day and age. We should be able to thrive. So I'm not saying it's morally like justified or something like that. Like we shouldn't say like, oh, you should, like there shouldn't be fingers pointed. Like this is something that we should be able to solve ourselves. Because we have the resources, we have the access, so why don't we, you know? And I could just be rambling. I could just be rambling, but oh well. We'll figure this thing out. I'm gonna put it together, and I'm gonna take one step at a time. And here's the truth. Here's why. I'm getting married this year to the love of my life, and she is the best person on this planet. And sometimes I lose sleep at night because I feel like I'm not ready for her. Just like not ready to be like her best friend or something like that, but like to take care of her. I'm in a place in life where I legitimately question my ability to be a provider or someone that can be responsible for others. And I don't like that feeling. And to know that other people my age or older go through that same thing, I hurt for those people. Because you're not supposed to feel that way. And here's the problem. There are too many obstacles in life right now that I don't think we're educated enough to conquer so that we can thrive and provide for our family. I think we need to come together to figure out how to teach one another how to do this thing correctly. And I don't know what that looks like right now. I'm going to figure it out, but in the meantime, I'm going to make a daily podcast of pure nonsense or just talking about how I feel, basically. Like, I'm just talking about whatever I want. And it'll come in its various forms. Maybe I'll have a studio set up, or maybe I'll just do it on the phone like this. Who knows? But yeah, so we'll see how this goes. That's my wow. Talk about a first episode. I hope that you guys. I don't know who's going to listen to this though. Like, I really have no idea. If you for some reason come across this podcast and you hear this and you have thoughts and opinions, message me. Just message me and give me your thoughts and opinions, and I'll discuss them. Maybe we can figure this whole thing out. Maybe I'll do videos on how-tos or something as, like, I go along and as I learn and grow in new things. So, we'll see. Anyways, I love you. I love all of you. And I hope you all prosper. This is my daily episode. The daily. No, I can't use that. Somebody already uses that podcast. George Cast. This is the George Cast. Because my name is George. George Andrew. So, blessings to all of you. Y'all have a good one.